This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Stinks isn't an official economic term as far as I know, but if you look at today's report on second quarter gross domestic product, up what you can really only call a miserable 1.2%, and stinks and miserable do seem appropriate. But hey, why listen to me? Felix Salmon is here. He's at Fusion Lee Gallagher, is at Fortune Magazine. They are both in our studios in New York. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Kai.
All right, Lee, you get first whack at this one. Test my thesis. Am I out of line if I say the economy stinks?
No, you're not out of line. It wasn't a great number. I mean, there's reasons why it is better than it looks. You know, a lot of this is due to a fall in inventories, which means that there might be a boost soon. And jobs, you know, there's this dichotomy right now between GDP and jobs. But, you know, think about it. This number doesn't even include what happened. This was pre-Brexit. It just shows a lack of confidence in the economy.
Felix, that's totally right. Felix, first quarter was revised downward. This is, I think, the third straight quarter of like 1%-ish growth. I put it to you.
The fourth quarter of last year was 0.8. First quarter was 0.9.
Yeah.
These are dreadful, dreadful figures. And I just look at these figures. You know what I think?
I don't know.
Japan.
Mm. Oh, do you really? That's terrible. What a horrible thing to say.
We've had zero interest rates for so long now that I think, you know, we are now really in at danger of turning into Japan.
Wow.
But we're in a – the thing about this cycle, it's been so long. It's been a seven-year recovery, but it's weak. The whole thing is weak.
Like
so
since the jump, it's been weak. Right, exactly.
Right. But the thing about this number, the consumer is showing surprising strength, which is interesting.
Which is interesting.
This is all business. This is business, not being confident, not doing well. Freaked out about what's happening. You know, every industry is being disrupted left and right, and then there's global situations to be worried about.
So, Felix, let me put this to you. We talk a lot about a jobless recovery, or we have in the past. How about having growth with no jobs? Now we have jobs with no growth.
Yes. Yeah. It's just
the growthless recovery.
We are growing a little bit, which is quite good globally when everyone else is growing not at all. But there's really nothing to get excited about here.
Oh, all right. So just quickly, since you talked about interest rates, Felix, does this take the rest of the year off the table, do you think? I don't want to go too far into Janet Yellen land. The rest of the
Yes, it does.
Okay. Lee, you?
I think so.
Wow.
Definitely.
Okay.
Sometime in 150 years, we might get a rate hike. My grandchildren's grandchildren will say, the rate hike is finally here.
I remember when. All right. Let me play you to a piece of tape from Hillary Clinton's speech last night, and then we're going to spend a minute and 54 seconds talking about it. Here it is.
I believe our economy isn't working the way it should because our democracy isn't working the way it should.
Lee, if you take that to mean, just for the purposes of this discussion, that what happens in the headlines has become disconnected from what people are actually feeling, where do we go from here? Because every time we talk about Congress getting involved with the economy and the president and economic plans and all that, nothing good happens. So where do we go?
Well, I think a lot of what she was talking about is sort of de-rigging the system for the 1%. I mean, getting money out of politics, eliminating tax breaks for the wealthy, don't favor the banks, et cetera, et cetera. Where do we go? I mean, I think that's where she wants to go.
Except for the irony is that her opponent is the one who is about as far removed from the moneyed classes. Anyone with money is absolutely terrified of him. And she's the one who's getting all of the money. And the problem is
all the Wall Street
money now.
Specifically, right? I mean,
definitely. Yeah. The problem is not money in politics right now, certainly not in this election. The problem with the democracy not working is just that the people have lost all faith in their representatives. And so they just want to throw everyone out and replace it with chaos monkeys. And that's going to be scary.
Lee, do you think, without asking you two to turn into political analysts, do you think, since we are in the place now where the economy will be what it will be on election day, right? Do you think, who do you think this helps or hurts, today's number?
It's tricky. I mean, you know, the economy is not it's not on fire. So it's not like the voter's going to be fixed into what's happening today. But it's not so terrible that everyone is suffering as badly as I think some of the headlines
would say. You should ask Ray Fair, though, the great political scientist, actually has a model of plug in the GDP figure and I'll tell you who's going to win the next election. And if you plug the GDP figure into his model, you know who wins?
No, don't tell us. We're going to talk to him next week. I'm going to call him and we're going to have the interview. What are you kidding? No. We got to make people listen.
Okay.
Wait until next week. Yeah, that's right. Felix Salmon is at Fusion. Lee Gallagher is at Fortune Magazine. Thanks, you two.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.